Are you saying that if someone commits a huge sin like zina and then regrets, even if someone commits a major sin and then repents, is that enough?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Yes, that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? هُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ مِنْ عِبَادِي. It is He who accepts the repentance of His servants. So if one has sincere repentance, sincere repentance, and the scholars mean exactly what they say. If one leaves the sin, one's not presently committing the sin right now, one leaves it, has remorse, resolves not to return to it as best they can, that is sincere repentance, and your slate is clear, as long as you are sincere. And even if you stumble and fall again, you repeat the repentance. But true repentance or successful repentance would entail committing to take the means of not falling in the sin again, to learn a lesson by blocking the means. What is it that led me to the sin? Let me leave that. وَأَتْبِعْ سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Follow any bad with the requisite good and it will wipe it out. What is the requisite good? Those things that will enable you not to return to the sin. If it was bad company that led you to the sin, seek good company. If it was being in particular places, then avoid going there. Right? That every time you go to the mall, you end up doing certain haram things, then don't go to that particular mall. Or don't go there alone, for example. If staying up late at night causes you to watch or do impermissible things, then don't stay up late at night, for example. Those are just some examples.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.